Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second, the center fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third, the DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Fred Manrique. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dave LaPointe. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second, the center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third, the right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Steve Kiefer. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Juan Castillo. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Ernie Riles. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. And now, play ball. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen strikes out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kiefer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer takes first base on ball four. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer strikes out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Braggs. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique bunts towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Castillo covering, for the out. Lyons moves to third. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyons scores. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wegman. Guillen moves to second. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. Redus strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Braggs. Baines reaches second base with a double. Guillen scores. It's 2 to nothing, White Sox. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3 to nothing, White Sox. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs takes first base on ball 4. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Deer strikes out. One out. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Fisk settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Fisk. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiefer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 0 in the game. Manrique strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 2 in the game. Redus hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 1 in the game. Schroeder hits a fly ball towards center. Redus settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Redus. Schroeder moves to second. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with LaPointe covering, for the out. Schroeder moves to third. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 2 in the game. Calderon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Deere strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Deere throws the ball into Castillo, who tags Fisk, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. Boston hits a pop-up towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiefer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 2 in the game. Schroeder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose De Leon now pitching. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 1 in the game. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gielen hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 3 in the game. Redus hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ken Williams now playing center field. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Riles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Riles reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Riles moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Riles tags and scores. Molitor tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. De Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Molitor scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Mike Felder pinch runs for Rob Deer. B.J. Surhoff pinch hits for Steve Kiefer. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Felder. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Felder steals second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Felder now playing left field. B.J. Serhoff now playing third base. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-3 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Wegman covering, for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ray Searage now pitching. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Searage covering, for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schroeder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boston. Schroeder reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning pinch runs for Bill Schroeder. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.